counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How's it going out there in Radio Land? I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are about to start this wonderful countdown like we do every week, and we get those charts from the website I just mentioned, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head on over there.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find some specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
All kinds of stuff there and all kinds of stuff from us online as well. You can email us at earshot20@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/earshot20. And you can also get us on Twitter at earshot20 is our handle. And great surprise this week. We are
huge charts this week.
Yeah.
Some said it would never happen.
Big charts and big contest. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in.
The Pack AD set a record for 10 consecutive weeks at number one, the longest number one in 9 years.
Wow. Are you making that up?
No, that's real. That's what Earshot says.
That's what they told me. Wow, that's quite a record.
We have a new number one this week.
Don't tell them.
I won't tell them.
We'll leave it a surprise.
It's huge.
We've also got, we're also coming on to our 100th episode. This is 99. Next week is 100. And so we're doing a little prize package. Thank you very much to all of the record companies and people who submitted stuff for our prize pack. You got some pins there, the Nardwuar pins. We've got some nice CDs, and we've got some albums as well for that prize pack.
Nice Mint Records tote bag.
Comes all in a handy dandy tote bag. So what we're going to do is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, we're going to do a like and share contest. So you can like the picture, share the picture, and we will put all those names into a draw. And one lucky winner will receive that prize package. And yes, we will mail it out to you. So no matter where you are listening to this program, you will have an opportunity to win. And we'll see. I don't know how this will work, but we'll try and make it work. See if we can get the winner on the air. But I know that this show airs quite late in some respective areas. So where we record and broadcast live on Fridays, maybe they won't hear it until Wednesday. So I want to give them ample time, lots of time. We'll figure out the details of when it closes. That'll all be in the
episode 200. Yeah. Let's do the draw on episode 200.
That's quite a long time.
Facebook might not exist then.
All right, let's start the countdown. Lots coming your way in this hour of the program. We're going to hear from Stephen Karlik, do some entertainment news. We'll also have the first 10 of the top 20. Some movement on the charts, as Brian alluded to, and we've got some entrances coming in as well.
Yeah, a couple of debuts, and we'll kick off the program with a number 20 debut this week, which is a selection from the third album of lo-fi bedroom indie rock from Dylan Baldy and his band Cloud Nothings. Their new record is entitled Here and Nowhere Else. You're going to hear a track called I'm Not Part of Me. After that, Summer Wine by Curta Pirot off of her latest record Trauma, which falls two spots this week to number 19. And at 18 down from 13, it's Nap Eyes with a track called Dreaming Solo from their debut Wine of the Mystic.
Stick around. Here's I'm Not Part of Me. Cloud Nothings, your number 20 this week. It's the Earshot 20.
It starts right now. That's the way I was before. But I can't recall how it was those days anymore. I'm learning how to be here and nowhere else. How to focus on what I can do myself. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. I feel fine, fine, fine.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wife is really made from all these things. I walked in town on silver spurs that jingle.
See you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That is a track called Dreaming Solo by Nap Eyes. Their latest and debut album is entitled Wine of the Mystic. It comes in at number 18, down from 13. At number 19, falling two spots this week, is Curta Pirot. Her latest is called Trauma, and you heard a track called Summer Wine. And kicking off the program was I'm Not Part of Me by Cloud Nothings. Their latest debut is at number 20 this week. It's called Here and Nowhere Else.
So I always say every week when we do the lowdown, when you give a snapshot of some of the things that are debuting on the charts but below the top 20, that I have faith in you being able to predict what's going to make it into the top 20. But I now also think that Steven might have that magic, because last week he chose a Cloud Nothings song as his song pick of the week. And this week, bam, on the charts. And in the top 20, nonetheless.
He's in the know.
He is. Well, he literally is. He's the man. He's the man. All right. We've got a couple more songs to bring you before we head to the phone lines and have a chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. And just a reminder to head on over to our Facebook page. Our contest going on now for our 100th episode. It's a nice prize pack courtesy of some of the record labels that obviously contribute to the show in one way or another by sending out CDs and getting them to all the fabulous campus and community radio stations that support earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know now what's coming in next.
Hi. No, I'm not saying hello to you. That's the name of the next song by Warpaint. Their latest record is self-titled. It comes in at number 17, down from 12. Following that, at number 16, at 22, Anthony's losing it. Oh. You're going to hear from Black Lips and a track from their latest Underneath the Rainbow, and it's called I Don't Want to Go Home.
You've lost it earlier than I have in the program this time around. Here's Warpaint. Hi. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
You left.
Earshot 20, number 16.
Was I Don't Want to Go Home by Black Lips. Their latest is entitled Underneath the Rainbow. It's at number 16 for the first time in the program, up from number 22. And before that was a track called High at number 17, down from 12, from Warpaint.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation. I almost forgot what I was doing here. And we are going to take a break from that and head to the phone line, chat with our friend over at Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor there. It's Stephen Karlick. And thanks for joining us this week again.
But of course.
And we're going to kick things off with some news about one of the members of Vampire Weekend and taking some music to the stage.
Yeah, it seems like maybe musicals are the cool thing of 2014. Last week we talked about Johnny Rotten being Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar, along with Brendan Boyd of Incubus and a bunch of other sort of random musicians thrown in there. This week, Vampire Weekend's Rostam Bat Manglij has, it's been revealed that he's scoring a Broadway play, which will star Michael Cera, which you will know from either the movie Juno or the show Arrested Development.
It's a pretty big deal to be working with some folks like that, and pretty big deal. I don't know this for a fact, but I hear that it's a big deal to be working on Broadway, so kudos to him.
Yeah, it's cool, and people might also recognize Tavi Gevinson from Rookie Mag. She'll be in the musical as well, and it'll also have Kieran Culkin in it. They'll be playing a trio of friends in 1982 New York. The play will be centered around a 48-hour period of time that has them discussing the transition between their 1960s upbringing and the emergence of Reaganomics. So kind of an interesting one to keep an eye on, and Rostam Bat Manglij has, of course, done a lot of scoring and producing and working with other artists. He's a great musician, so regardless of the musical, it should be a pretty cool score.
talented guy. And keeping in the same vein of talent, you want to learn how to play piano? Well, Chilly Gonzalez has your back, I guess.
Yeah, this is a cool one. So Chilly Gonzalez, as most of you will know, is a piano artist. He works, a pianist and also an artist in his own right. He often works with Feist. He's provided music for Drake and for Daft Punk, among others. He's also got two solo piano records. And this year, on May 14th, he'll be releasing Reintroduction Etudes. For people who played piano as kids or as teenagers, who took a couple lessons, let it get away from them, and now want to learn again, these are easy and, I guess, pretty, if I know Chilly Gonzalez, piano parts for people to play at home.
Sounds like it could be fun, and hopefully help some people bring back the memories of playing piano. I always wonder if it is that easy to sit back down at an instrument after you've not been playing it for a while and just pick it back up.
Yeah, so he'll also be doing a bunch of dates, he calls them masterclass dates. He's doing one, at least as far as I know, in Canada. He's doing one in Toronto and one in Montreal, where he'll literally do sort of a lecture. People will come, watch him play piano. He'll talk about piano, teach about sort of some music theory basics. He makes some jokes in a video that you can watch online about learning what fifths are and learning what semitones are. So sort of a chance to get your piano chops back.
Pretty interactive. All right, one more to bring all of our listeners before we cut back to the charts. And that's some news about Mars Volta and building a supergroup with Flea.
Yes, Flea's been around in the past couple of years. He's had collaborations with Damon Albarn in Rocket and the Moon, and he's also been part of Atoms for Peace with Tom York from Radiohead and a bunch of others. Now he'll be joining up with Cedric Bixler-Zavala and Omar Rodriguez-Lopez, formerly of the Mars Volta, for a new band called Antimask. There's very little known about them, but they did release a video the other day of them in the studio and have released a first single. And while there isn't a date yet for the album, it does, if we know anything about the Mars Volta, it could come at any moment. And the fact that they released a single just a few hours after talking about the band for the first time, it seems likely that the album could drop at any time.
That sounds interesting. All right, we're going to cut back to the charts, and Stephen will get you to stick around till the second hour of the program. We'll come back with you. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here is Severed Crossed Fingers by St. Vincent, her latest self-titled records at number 15, down from 9.
When you're calling, ain't calling back to you, I'll be side stage, mouthing lines for you, humiliated by age, terrified youth. Oh, I got hope, but my hope isn't helping you. Spitting at guts from their gears, draining our spleen over years. Find myself crossed fingers in the rubble there. Wake up all alive, sleeping in the suit. Truth is ugly, well, I feel ugly too. And we'll be heroes on every bar stool, seeing double beats, not seeing one of you. Spitting our guts from their gears, draining our spleen over years. Find myself with crossed fingers in the rubble there. Well, you stole the heart right out my chest, changed the words that I knew best. Find myself with crossed fingers in the rubble there.
Number 14.
So hard to feel.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Real Estate at number 14. They dropped from number 4, and their latest album is called Atlas. You heard a track called The Bend, and you heard from St. Vincent from her self-titled record at number 15, down from 9, in a track called Severed Crossed Fingers.
It's exciting, all the movement that's happening on the charts, and I'm directly correlating it with how nice the weather has been now since the end of, dare I say it, winter.
Only 8 months to go till winter.
You had to be that guy, didn't you? You had to be that guy.
I'm counting down the days.
Oh, it's awful. I love the sun, and I love the brightness in the evenings, and even though it was quite brisk on the last couple of days, sunshine, I'll take a little bit of cool with a little bit of sun, a little bit of cool in the gang. Huh? And something, that, don't they have sunshine in a song or something? I don't know. Here we go. All right. Let's.
Sometimes I just let you wear yourself out.
Yeah, it's good. It's like daycare, really. My parents, thank you very much for...
You say that I'm just not... It's me not participating, but I see it as me just letting you go through the motions.
Then when I get home, mom and dad are like, oh, thank God Brian wore him out again tonight.
He's so tuckered out.
Yeah, he's going to go to sleep early tonight. All right, 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we have counted down the first 10. So without further ado, let's turn it over to Brian and let you know what's coming in next.
We're going to kick this set off with the title track from Broken Bell's latest, number 13, down from 6. Here's After the Disco.
You
Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20, number 12. Thank you.
living loud. Bet your money makes you happy, makes you feel alive. No matter what you do or where you show, baby, talking all about you on the radio. I'm on the come sunny where you got things high. When push comes to shove, no one takes your side. You feel right at home when you're under the lights. When the papers tell all about your personal life, you go to the party just to be seen, and then you get too wasted like a drama queen. I'm on the come sunny where you got things to hide. When push comes to shove, no one takes your side. Living alone with a million friends, and you fool. Wherever you go, you claim that you don't like it, but what do you know? When the camera stops flashing and you ain't in fashion, you want to end it, what say, I told you so. I'm on a come sunny when you got things to hide. When push comes to shove, no one takes your side. When everybody loves you and they shout your name, like a flash in the pan, so could be your fame. Like a lover of a lifetime when they split town. Keep your head up high and your feet on the ground. I'm on a come sunny. Push comes sharp, no one takes your side. Leaving alone with a million friends, you fool yourself, the end will never end. And you fool yourself, it ends. You fool yourself, it ends. You fool yourself, it ends. Never end.
Yeah!
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number 11 all the way up from number 19, Perfect Pussy, in their latest record, Say Yes to Love, and a track called Work. Before that, you heard two tracks by Ben Sinister, Teacher, followed by It Will Never End from their latest, which falls at number 12 this week, Animals. And at number 13, starting off the set, Dancer number 6 was Broken Bells, and the title track from their newest record, After the Disco.
And that is the first 10 complete. And thanks to Stephen Carling for joining us in this hour. Of course, he'll be back around in the second hour of the program to chat a little bit more, talking about a new album release and one that he's pretty excited about. He actually wrote the review for. So that'll be what you can look forward to in the next hour of the program, along with the top 10. And Brian will have the lowdown. If you're just joining us, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland is in studio with me. And every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication. It's a syndication.
It's cranberry. It's like a craisin.
Oh, okay. I don't like raisins at all. Anyway, we send out for syndication across the nation to to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Close to 21 stations, including ours.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So thank you very much, everybody, for airing the program who does. And you could also be listening to us. You might find us online at radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for doing so. And also remember to head over to our Facebook page. We're on episode 99. We're heading to episode 100 next week. And as part of that, we're doing a little bit of a contest on our Facebook page. And so like and share the photo that we've shared from our Facebook page, and you'll be entered to win that nice prize package that includes some great CDs, some great albums, and all in a nice tote bag from Mint Records. All right. Now that I've got that all done, we'll cut to a break, and we'll come back.
New number one.
Look forward to it. It's the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.